First of all, Miss Ferrier, I want to thank you very much for the concert yesterday. I enjoyed it very, very much. And this is your second concert in Montreal, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
You sang for the Ladies' Club last year.
Yes, I remember it with great pleasure because we'd come off a night train. We had about 2 hours sleep the same morning, and then this concert where the audience just smiled and it made all the difference to life.
I imagine you strike all types of audiences on a tour such as
yours. Yes, you do, and hotels and general welcomes. It makes such a difference, you know.
Talking of this tour, how many more concerts have you left?
I think about 7 or 9, I'm not sure. I'm
before you return to England?
Yes, I'm going there on the 30th of March.
And are there any New York concerts included in that?
Yes, there are. I'm doing a performance of Orpheus with the little orchestra with Thomas Sherman, with the girl doing Eurydice, who did it with me in Glyndebourne, England.
Yeah.
And another performance in Newark, New Jersey, and a recital with Bruno Walter playing for me in Hunter College.
Oh, he accompanied you at the Edinburgh Festival
last year, didn't he? Yes.
And he also directed the New York Philharmonic when you sang the Lied von der Erde.
Yes, on my first visit here.
Yes.
A very exciting one.
The performance of Orpheus, is that going to be done as a theatrical production or as an oratorio?
As an oratorio, concert version.
I see.
Yes, with chorus, with the 3 soloists, and with a small orchestra.
Have you ever done it as an operatic production?
Yes, I have twice. The first time in Glyndebourne, the famous opera house in Sussex, and last year, or 2 years ago, in Holland.
Glyndebourne was where you really got your start as a concert singer, wasn't it?
Yes, well, really as an operatic singer.
As an operatic singer, I should have said.
Yes.
Benjamin Britten's Rape of Lucrece was produced there, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was the first opera they produced after the war. Until that time, during the war, Glyndebourne had just been housing little refugee children. Now, for the first time in 1946, they got back to the, not pre-war level perhaps, because it was entirely English, where before it had been international. But this was when the Rape of Lucretia was performed.
How do you feel about the opera? Do you like the Rape of Lucrece?
Yes, it's most lovely. It's very moving to sing.
Know.
And very, very difficult because of these weird intervals he very often uses. But on the whole, very rewarding, I think.
I'm very fond of the opera myself. I was wondering, it hasn't had a great deal of success on this side, you know.
Yes.
They produced it in New York and Chicago, and with only mild enthusiasm.
Yes, well, there's many much criticism in England, too.
There is.
But I understand that the productions were very different.
After you return from America, after you return to England, what are your plans?
I have some concerts in England, in the provinces, in London. And then in June, I'm going to Paris for a concert and to Vienna for 3 concerts for Bach Festival, singing the Matthew Passion and the Bach Mass.
Oh, yes.
And then coming back to Zurich for another concert. And the rest of the summer I'm having off for a holiday and for study, which I must do a great deal, until the Edinburgh Festival at the end of August.
Talking of study, I'd like to know something about the sort of training required for someone interested in concert work as a...
Yes. I think it varies tremendously depending on the person, because a voice is such a personal thing and depends so very much on the formation of the throat and the mouth that one person may sing quite naturally from the beginning and another person may have many faults that are difficult to come.
Well, do you think it's in the case of a singer that it depends more upon the gifts than it does in an instrumentalist? I mean, do you think a singer has less chance of acquiring it than an instrumentalist?
Oh, that's a difficult question. I think The difference is that in the singer, the voice is there in the start,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the beginning. But I think also that a teacher can ruin a voice or make one.
I see.
And I think it's very difficult for a teacher, too, because of that individuality of the makeup of
yes.
the throat.
All
know?
The blame falls, or all the fame or the blame falls on the teacher.
Well, very often.
Yes.
They can make or mar.
Yes. Could you tell us something about your repertoire? I noticed that in the concert you gave for the Ladies' Morning Musical Club, there was a good section of German Lieder, and the English group was well represented, but there was no French on it. Do you sing French at all?
No, I haven't done at all yet.
Are you making any plans to... investigate the French
yes,
repertoire?
Yes, I am. I'm studying very slowly and very severely some chansons at the moment.
Oh, good. Which
but
chanson is that?
It's the Poème de l'amour et la mer.
Very good.
My Lancashire accent protruding, I know. That's why I haven't studied French so far, because the repertoire is so big, and I think that the German is more akin
To
the English than the French is.
Yes.
I think to do French badly would be so dire.
Well, the chanson poème de l'amour et la mer, that's the one that Maggie Tate used to do, isn't it?
I think so, yes, but not in the same key. The original key is really for mezzo.
It is.
Alto or mezzo.
Well, then she was doing a revised version for
yes.
a soprano, is that?
Yes.
When I was in England last summer, I heard the BBC third programme broadcast of the Benjamin Britten Spring Symphony.
Oh.
I believe you were the soloist in it.
Yes, I was one of the three soloists there. It was a very exciting performance.
Conditions weren't particularly good. I mean, the reception wasn't particularly good, but I heard enough of it to want to know more about it. Could
yes.
you tell us something about the Spring Symphony?
It's made up, really, of a series of songs which are formed into movements. I come being the low voice in the slow movement in the middle and sing an old English song, an old English words, rather, and a song to words by Auden. And then there's a choir, a very difficult mixed choir, and a boys' choir, on this occasion sung by a lot of little Dutch boys in beautiful English, which
yes,
is
I remember.
Very lovely. And a soprano and tenor, and I think it's a lovely work. I love doing it. It's very gay.
Yes. Tell me, Miss Ferrier, is there any possibility of your returning here next season?
Well, I think of a season as 1951, but here it's different, isn't it? It's the autumn and the spring. So that in that case, no, I'm not coming this next season, but I am coming in 1951 in the autumn.
In the autumn.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll be looking forward to hearing you, perhaps before a larger public the next time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.